Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon. Here we go.
Here's today's top three stories.
Number one, the National Hurricane Center forecasters tracking Tropical Storm Aaron in the eastern Atlantic today. Now, the system has a 90% chance of development with potential strengthening to hurricane status by Thursday. Forecasters say the system will eventually curve north on a parallel path to Florida. There's no tropical weather threat to the state.
All right, and this week, FWC officials could approve rules for a three-week bear hunt in December. The proposed action will be considered during meetings beginning on Wednesday. The closest county to be included in the hunt is Panama City's Bay County. The West Panhandle zone of Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties will be excluded from the hunt. Some Santa Rosa residents believe black bears should be hunted.
Well, Florida Doge kind of targeting their message close to home here. They sent a letter to Mayor Reeves demanding access to the city's buildings and data. The move is to review the city's spending and to gain access to information. They're going to do this on October 18th and 19th. The letter includes 62 specific requests in 9 categories, ranging from city operations like procurement, personal compensation management, and topics like diversity, equity, and inclusion, along with the Green New Deal. Now, Doge appears to want to know the city's justification for selecting the higher bid for the Baptist Hospital demolition project. Of course, that's been an issue and a point of conflict between the city and Escambia County for some time now. Escambia County Commission is expected to decide this month if it will support the project.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a new RV park is being proposed in North Santa Rosa County. The site would be in Allentown, and if approved, would include 49 RV spots on nearly 10 acres on Highway 87 north of Milton. The proposal was made by Blackwater Trust Systems owner Ken Smith, and the RV park would be built in 5 phases, each one including the construction of new roads, with the first phase including perimeter roads and 10 stalls. Smith purchased the land for $315,000 in 2022 and plans to only use a portion of the nearly 80-acre site for the project. The proposal was filed on August 1st, but a review date has not yet been scheduled.
The former Pensacola Beach Sailfish welcome sign could be welcoming visitors to the island once again. Owners of the local market and cafe, they're right there on the island, want to place the sign outside their store over on Via de Luna. Their quest is set to go before the SRIA board. They will do this on Wednesday.
All right, and no charges were filed against a woman involved in a shooting on Castlegate Drive over the weekend. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they were called to the home around 4 a.m. on Saturday morning. A man had been shot in the face, and a woman was at the home and said she had been invited over by the man, who then called a Lyft driver and started acting strangely. She said that the two struggled after he pulled a gun on her, and during the struggle, the gun went off and he was hit in the face. Investigators say the woman's actions were in self-defense, and no charges will be filed.
515, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it was a pretty busy first hour, and looks like hour two ain't going to be going much easier on us. We got some backups on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and then continuing northbound towards Johnson Avenue. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on Davis Highway if you're traveling eastbound right as you're about to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. Those several spots are just the spots in Pensacola. We also have some heavy congestion if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Avalon Boulevard and on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon. Last major spot is Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area, you are backed up to Mary Esther. It is that bad right now. So hopefully you're not over there. As for your weather,
absolutely.
82 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Have rainfall chances over the course of the next few days, but as they start to gradually lessen, we see the highs start to creep back up. Friday's high currently sitting at around 93 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Republicans in Florida are now considering a mid-decade change to their congressional map, similar to what the GOP is doing out in Texas. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Florida has 20 Republican-held congressional seats and 8 are held by Democrats. Now, the Florida State House Speaker Daniel Perez is telling lawmakers they're going to create a select committee on congressional redistricting. only to consider U.S. House seats, not changes to state House or Senate seats. Governor DeSantis said earlier this year redistricting mid-decade was a good idea given population shifts since COVID. Democrats call the move corrupt and unlawful. And the Florida State Senate website does say the state constitution directs the legislature to redraw district boundaries at its regular session in the second year following each decennial census. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And religious leaders are still looking to call for an end of alligator Alcatraz. A prayer vigil was held outside the immigrant detention facility in the Everglades yesterday, and it was the second week in a row that this has been happening. Coral Gables United Church of Christ Reverend Lori Hafner was there, and she says the issue transcends religion because the greater good is to free people from the pain they are experiencing.
All right. NASA planning to build a nuclear reactor on the moon after China reportedly unveiled their own plans to build a power plant by 2035. Republican Congressman Mike Ardopoulos of Florida joining Fox News Live to discuss if the United States has really got to get back to the moon.
We must win this space race, not just for communication, but for national defense. That's why I'm so bullish on this. We made a big investment in the Big Beautiful Bill, $10 billion additional dollars to NASA to make sure that we are first in space, and that means we have the number one military in the world as well.
Man, I didn't think we were going to be hearing much about space races anymore after America got people on the moon, and then that just kind of killed the race, I thought.
Yeah, time clicks on.
I guess so. And the water in Brevard County is getting some attention. Governor Ron DeSantis today announced the completion of the Crane Creek M1 Canal project. It involved installing new pump stations and stormwater treatment area and a new stormwater treatment area. The project will keep over 50,000 pounds of nitrogen and phosphorus out of the lagoon each year.
Retired U.S. Special Forces operating the operatives that are living here in Florida, these are retired folks I'm talking about, have been warned that they could be targets of a credible terrorist threat. Officials declined to identify the terrorist group behind the alert. The special ops warning targets senior military personnel who served in Iraq and Syria and specifically cautioned those now residing here in the state.
All righty, and lastly here, Rick Scott wants to take a closer look at Nancy Pelosi's stock trades. Senator Scott yesterday repeated his call for the General Accounting Office to investigate Pelosi's trading history. Scott wrote on X that the American people deserve answers and we need the truth. His post came after President Trump said he found it very interesting that Pelosi and her husband beat every hedge fund last year. Trump claims on Truth Social that the Pelosis have inside information, and in his typical Trump way, he called Ms. Pelosi a disgusting degenerate. Just about 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on this cloudy Monday afternoon edition of Pensacola Right Now News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Famously, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." What was it that the apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind," he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions, like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, 523 News Radio 92.3. President Trump declaring a public emergency and announcing a federal takeover of D.C.'s police department. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump is deploying hundreds of National Guard troops and invoking a provision of federal law to take over temporarily Washington, D.C.'s police department.
Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs and homeless people.
The president argues crime in D.C. is worse than other capital cities like Baghdad, Bogota, Colombia, and Mexico City. Police statistics show violent crime in D.C. is down 26% from a year ago after spiking in 2023. President Trump also says his administration will clear out homeless encampments and beautify the city. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Markets were not pretty at all. Just weren't. Here's Hillary Barsky with the numbers.
A choppy session with stocks kicking off the new trading week lower as investors remain cautious ahead of the release of key inflation data this week. Shares of both NVIDIA and Advanced Micro Devices fell slightly after the chip makers agreed to give the U.S. government 15% of revenue from sales of their chips to China. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Sherwin-Williams and Procter & Gamble. The Dow decliners, IBM, Boeing and Caterpillar. The Dow lower by 201 points, the Nasdaq down 65, S&P 500 down 16. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 525, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor, and an elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out and change their world, and it will change your own. Unbound.org. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Worst looking spot is Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound towards Windhaven Beach, you're encountering scattered congestion back to Hurlburt Field, and at that point it really ramps up, pushing back towards the Mary Esther area. Also have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Here in Pensacola, if you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards Blue Angel Parkway, we got some issues there. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Last major spot's going to be Davis Highway. If you're traveling eastbound, fixing to merge with Scenic right in front of UWF's main entrance. As for your weather, sitting at around 82 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Next several days have rainfall chances, but the highs will eventually creep back up. By the end of the week, we should be sitting at a high of around 93.
Yeah, we're talking weather this afternoon. A tropical storm forming in the Atlantic Ocean is expected to become a major hurricane. Aaron is the name. And before I play this soundbite from Eben Brown, he's down in Miami. Just remember, this storm will not affect Florida whatsoever.
Tropical storm Aaron has formed in the eastern Atlantic Ocean and is on a track to come across to North America over the coming week or so. By Saturday, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center expect Aaron to be a major hurricane, meaning Category 3 or stronger, and centered north of the Lesser Antilles. It is too soon to know what impacts could be felt along the U.S. eastern seaboard, and so no watches or warnings are posted, but residents are advised to monitor Aaron's progress and proceed accordingly. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. And the illegal immigrant convicted of raping and killing a woman on a Maryland trail has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Victor Martinez Hernandez received two consecutive life sentences plus 40 years after the family of Rachel Morin delivered emotional statements in court earlier today. Prosecutors say DNA evidence linked him to the 2023 attack, which left the mother of five dead in a drainage culvert. Martinez Hernandez was arrested in Oklahoma last year after entering the U.S. illegally.
Well, a Delta Airlines flight in Georgia was delayed for 4 hours after it reportedly made contact with another aircraft. This was during the pushback procedure. Allie Levine, Fox Atlanta TV affiliate WAGA, reporting from the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
Delta says nearly 200 people were on board. No one was injured, but passengers had to move to another plane, delaying the flight by 4 hours. Nationally, 2025 began with the deadliest U.S. airline crash in nearly two decades, an American Eagle flight colliding with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter over the Potomac. Since then, a string of higher-risk close calls, from runway incursions to in-flight near misses, have kept aviation safety in the spotlight. That list includes communications blackouts at Newark and Denver airports this spring.
And President Trump is extending the deadline for tariffs on China to go into effect. Multiple reports say he signed an executive order just hours before his pause on the higher tariffs was set to expire. The executive order pushes back the deadline 90 days until November 9th. The extension comes after U.S. and Chinese officials met last month. Had the pause not been extended, tariffs on Chinese goods would have gone back up to the high levels seen in April.
Now, no, it's not Alligator Alcatraz, the U.S. military building the largest federal deportation detention center in American history. Yeah, let's talk about Western Texas, can we? Here's Jennifer Griffin.
The construction of Camp East Montana at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, began mid-July in response to a request from Homeland Security. So far, the Army has spent $232 million on the tent city at Fort Bliss. The U.S. Army oversees the $1.24 billion contract for the 5,000-bed ICE facility. In January, President Trump announced migrants would be sent to Guantanamo Bay, where Defense Secretary Hegseth promised the Marines could build a 30,000-bed facility. Those plans were halted when ICE standards were not being met for housing migrants. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
And an explosion in the U.S. steel plant in Pennsylvania has left one dead and two others missing. Those figures from earlier this afternoon happened at the U.S. Clairton Coke Works plant in Clairton, south of Pittsburgh. Dozens have also been injured. It's unclear what led to the explosion.
Okay, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott said he's ready to use the power of his office to force state Democratic lawmakers back to Austin. Grinnell Scott is in and has more for us.
Governor Abbott says as long as the Texas legislature is in session, he believes state Democrats are shirking their elected duty by staying out of the state. Abbott said on Fox News Sunday he will keep calling special sessions to ensure that. And should those Democrats come home,
they will be arrested and taken to the Capitol. Now, if they want to evade that arrest, they're going to have to stay outside of the state of Texas for literally years. And they might as well just start voting in California or voting in Illinois, wherever they may be.
Governor Abbott is seeking help from out-of-state agencies to arrest Texas Democrats and bring them back to address the redistricting he calls critical legislation. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Okay, Powerball tonight, $501 million, $229.5 million. That's your cash option drawing at 10 p.m. Coming up in five, we'll have stocks and we'll have sports. Hold on.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Three people dead after a shooting at a Target store in Austin, Texas. Speaking in the store's parking lot, Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says the suspect fled the scene before he was apprehended.
Stole a car from the scene, took that car, wrecked that car, then hijacked another car. He was then found by Austin PD in South Austin, where he was taken into custody after a tasing.
The suspect, reportedly 32 years old, with a history of mental health issues. Rescue operations after an explosion at the U.S. Steel Claritin Coke Works facility in Pittsburgh. At least one person was killed, some trapped under the rubble. Pennsylvania's Lieutenant Governor is Austin Davis.
We look forward to continuing to work in a collaborative manner, not just today, but in the weeks and months ahead, to ensure that an event like this doesn't happen again in the future.
Allegheny County Emergency Services said a fire was at the plant earlier. America's listening to Fox News.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, the Yardlights take the stage, a three-piece folk rock band from the Florida Panhandle whose members bring many years of writing, recording, and live shows to its forte. Don't miss the Gulfside Market, and Pensacola State College will be on site. Bands on the Beach, 7 o'clock with the Yardlights on Tuesday night.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris in Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking Tropical Storm Erin in the eastern Atlantic today. The system has a 90% chance of development with potential strengthening to hurricane status by Thursday. Forecasters say the system will eventually curve north on a parallel path to Florida. There is no tropical weather threat to the state.
Okay, and the second story that we are following for you this afternoon, this week, FWC officials could approve rules for a three-week bear hunt in December. Now, the proposed action will be considered during meetings beginning on Wednesday here in the state of Florida. The closest county to be included in the hunt zone is Panama City's Bay County, the west panhandle zone of Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties will be excluded from the hunt. Now, some Santa Rosa residents believe black bears should be hunted.
And your third top story this afternoon, Florida DOGE sent a letter to Mayor Reeves demanding access to the city's buildings and data. The move is to review the city's spending and to gain access to information on August 18th and 19th. The letter includes 62 specific requests in 9 categories, ranging from city operations like procurement, personnel compensation, management, and topics like DEI, along with the Green New Deal. DOGE appears to want to know the city's justification for selecting the higher bid for the Baptist Hospital demolition, and that's an issue that's been a point of conflict between the city and Escambia County for a while now. The Escambia County Commission is expected to decide this month if it will support that project.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, school is back in session as students head back to the classroom. Teachers are ready to enforce new cell phone policies in elementary and middle schools. Escambia County School Superintendent Keith Leonard.
I never would have thought when I first started teaching that cell phones would be the problem that they have been. We can communicate fast as the speed of light. Sometimes we need to slow down. This will provide that opportunity.
And he says the whole thing here is the law, and the district will make sure that they adhere to the new rules. Cell phones are allowed for high school students as long as they are being used for an education purpose and with teacher discretion.
All right, and an investigation is underway. After a body was found along the railroad tracks in Cantonment over the weekend, officials say the man was found by CSX workers Saturday afternoon. Investigators believe the victim may have been hit by a train on Friday. An engineer had reported seeing something along the tracks in the area at that time. A bicycle was reportedly found near the body, and the investigation into the incident is ongoing.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Who's going to blink? These guys are throwing darts.
The first leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs not decided Sunday until a third playoff hole between Justin Rose and J.J. Spahn.
Oh. Yep. Yeah. First birdie in the third playoff hole. No. And Justin Rose is a playoff winner again.
On NBC, 45-year-old Justin Rose won the St. Jude Championship on the third playoff hole. He won $3.6 million and guaranteed he'll move back into the top 10 world rankings. The top 50 golfers in the FedEx Cup standings move into the second leg of the playoffs this week at the BMW Championship outside of Baltimore. World number one ranked Scottie Scheffler finished tied for third at the St. Jude with Tommy Fleetwood, one stroke behind Rose and Spahn.
6-3 at one point. Brewers have tied it up. Collins, fly ball, deep in the right field, Isaac Collins, it is a walk-off home run! He's done it again! His first ever! And the Brewers have won their ninth straight game!
On FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Brewers came back from 5-0 down to beat the New York Mets 7-6 on Isaac Collins' ninth inning home run. Milwaukee now with a record of 73-44. The Mets have dropped 7 games in a row and 11 of their last 12. They have fallen 5.5 games out of first place in the NL East as the Phillies completed a 3-game sweep of the Rangers, 4-2. The Brewers now 6 games ahead of the Cubs for the lead in the NL Central. The Cubs lost last night in St. Louis to the Cardinals 3-2. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Japanese boxing world is reeling after not one, but two fighters died from injuries suffered during the same event. Both men were 28 years old and both died following their matches earlier this month in Tokyo. They each underwent brain surgery but ultimately passed away. The president of the World Boxing Council, Mauricio Sulaimane, is now calling for more research to find ways to make boxing safer and implement prevention programs.
Well, the first top 25 rankings for the upcoming college football season have been revealed. Here's Jared Max.
In the closest vote of the Associated Press college football preseason poll in 27 years, the Texas Longhorns beat out the Penn State Nittany Lions for the number one ranking Monday. It's the first time Texas has ever been number one in the AP preseason poll. A record fifth straight year, the number one team comes from the Southeastern Conference. Ranked third, the reigning national champion Ohio State Buckeyes, who will open their season August 30th at home against number one Texas. Clemson ranked fourth, followed by Georgia fifth. Then Notre Dame, Oregon, Alabama, LSU, and Miami to round out the top 10. Second year in a row, the SEC has four teams in the top 10. The Big Ten has two of the top three for the third year in a row. Jared Max, Fox News.
And this past weekend was a mixed bag for NASCAR driver Connor Zilich. The 19-year-old drove his number 88 Chevy to a win at Watkins Glen International Racetrack in New York. He then went to celebrate by climbing onto the roof of the car and then promptly fell, breaking his collarbone as he tumbled onto Victory Lane. He later posted that he'd been treated and released from a hospital with CT scans on his head all clear. Zilich has won a series-leading 6 races this season.
All right. The Mets will look back at a major date in music history. later this month. Michelle Polino has more.
The New York Mets will celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Beatles' legendary Shea Stadium concert when they host the Seattle Mariners on August 15th for Beatles Night at Citi Field. The 1965 show was a milestone, making the Fab Four the first rock band to play a major stadium concert. The event was captured in the 50-minute documentary, The Beatles at Shea Stadium. At the time, the venue was home to both the Mets and the New York Jets. Members of the original game day staff from that historic night will throw out the first pitch. And after the game, fans can enjoy a Beatles-themed fireworks show. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, the MLB's first umpire, Jen Powell, officiated her first game Saturday night. Pretty exciting here. Madison Scarpino is in Atlanta this afternoon with the latest.
She's the first woman in the history of the MLB to ever do this during the regular season. And she says the support has been overwhelming. And it was a smooth debut for her. She was clearly dedicated to the game, pumping her fist while making calls, and fans were loving it. But the 48-year-old New Jersey native says it's been a long, hard journey to get to this point. Powell started her umpire career in softball, according to the MLB. She then went on to umpire for minor league baseball in 2016. And in 2023, she made it to the MLB offseason. She became the first woman assigned to the AAA championship before working spring training games the last few years.
And the Trump administration being ordered to restore a public database showing how federal funding is apportioned. The administration disabled the database in March, claiming Congress's mandate to make the data public infringed on President Trump's core executive authority. However, a three-judge federal appeals court panel unanimously ruled in favor of restoring the database, and it is set to take effect on Friday.
Here's today's health news.
Illinois is going to pass a new law that requires mental health screening tests in schools. A lot of folks aren't happy about this. Here's Mike Tobin.
Starting in 2027, Illinois schools will start telling parents if their child is mentally healthy or not. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law that mandates a testing of the mental health of students starting with third grade in Illinois schools. Illinois officials say mental health screenings will be essential for lifelong success. Signing the legislation that puts testing into effect, Governor J.B. Pritzker said the screenings will catch problems early. Critics are quick to call this a government overreach. Abigail Shearer, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, wrote on X that this is a disastrous policy. Watch as tens of thousands of Illinois kids get shoved into the mental health funnel and convinced they are sick.
And a union that represents CDC workers says they want the federal government to do more to fight misinformation surrounding vaccines. They say staffers have endured months of mistreatment, neglect, and vilification, and worry about scientists' safety. This comes after a gunman blamed a COVID-19 vaccination for making him depressed and suicidal. Atlanta Police Chief Darren Shirebaum says that he went to CDC headquarters on Friday and started shooting. A DeKalb County police officer lost his life, and the shooter was later found dead at the scene.
All right, Children's Health taking center stage this afternoon. Health experts are giving tips to protect the eyesight of children this month. Lisa Brady has those tips.
This is House Call for Health. August is Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. The American Academy of Ophthalmology says children are susceptible to many vision and eye problems. The Rural Health Association of Tennessee says a key aspect of the Awareness Month is promoting routine eye exams because those regular checkups can identify common issues that could impact a child's learning and development if not treated, or worse, can lead to permanent vision impairment. It also stresses proper eye safety, like during sports and recreational activities. And one more part of the Awareness Month, the impact of digital screen time. With increased usage comes increased eye strain. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
U.S. fishermen are fighting against global quotas on bluefin tuna. NOAA, end of the season for bluefin tuna fishing. And Douglas Kennedy, he's following the story for us today. He's up in Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey.
The International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tunas, or ICAT. That's the group located in Madrid, Spain, that sets the quotas on bluefin tuna for 54 countries. The problem, according to fishermen, is the body is biased against countries in the Western Atlantic, meaning the U.S., even though the U.S. far exceeds Eastern Atlantic countries in monitoring and conservation. For instance, the U.S. has allotted only 3% of the total Atlantic bluefin catch. That's less than North African countries like Libya and Algeria.
Okay, 545, News Radio 92.3. The rain's really starting to come down there, Austin.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, Austin Price joins us now with the latest looking at the weather and traffic together.
All righty. Well, luckily, the traffic isn't doing too bad. We do have a new accident report. This is going to be right as you are coming over the bridge heading into Pace coming from UWF. That entire bridge is backed up if you are traveling eastbound heading into Pace at this time. It does lessen, though, as you start to head back towards UWF, so that is good. As for other spots, we do have Pine Forest Road still giving us some trouble traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Mobile Highway is giving us a little bit traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Last major spots, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area. And yeah, as for your weather, 82 degrees. It is raining pretty hard out there. Low of 77 tonight. These rainfall chances are going to linger for the next few days, but they'll decrease over time, and we'll see the high creep up as a result. Come Thursday and Friday, your highs are going to be sitting at around 91 to 93 degrees.
Yeah, good idea this afternoon. Watch that braking distance. It's going to be a little off just
sure.
due to the wet surfaces out there. Flooding remains a great concern for the Midwest, and high temps are expected for the Northeast. Here's meteorologist Adam Klotz with your Fox weather forecast.
A stalled front is bringing out more heavy rain from the central plains of the Midwest and parts of the Southeast today. Flash flooding remains a concern from eastern Kansas and Missouri through Illinois and Wisconsin. Southeast Wisconsin continues to clean up from weekend flooding. Flood warnings remain in effect around Milwaukee. The east is running hot, highs near 90 to the low 90s for major I-95 cities from D.C. to Boston. Will peak with heat and humidity today and Tuesday before calming by late week. And in the tropics, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring disturbances over the Atlantic with development possibility later this week. Any potential tropical system won't impact the United States anytime soon, but will be worth watching. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, the unemployment rate in the U.S. has ticked up in recent months. Jessica Rosenthal is in, comes back in with the latest report.
Unemployment nationwide now stands at 4.2%. For recent college graduates, that rate is even higher at roughly 5.5%. Overall job gains over the last couple of months have been disappointing, with only 73,000 jobs added in July. The May and June numbers were also revised down by more than 250,000 jobs. Professional and business services have been seeing some of the biggest sector losses, as has manufacturing and government employment. Still, there are bright spots. Healthcare and social assistance sectors are adding jobs. This week, the Denver International Airport is hosting a job fair for 50 open positions, and Thursday is the Women in Manufacturing Virtual Career Fair. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Trump says he's placed the Washington, D.C. Police Department under federal control. The president is said to be invoking Section 740 of the district's Home Rule Act. The announcement was made this morning at the White House. Shares of cannabis companies rallying today after a Wall Street Journal report said that President Trump is considering reclassifying marijuana to a lower level. Shares of Canopy Growth and Tilray Brands each added more than 12%. Wendy's has cut its sales outlook, pointing to heightened competition and economic uncertainty weighing on its customer base. Executives with the fast food company say they now expect full-year global sales to fall between 3 and 5%. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling 200 points, the S&P dropped 16, and the Nasdaq tumbled more than 60. Crude oil futures are up slightly above 64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, some southern border wall components that were actually, they were going to be sold off by the Biden administration. Do you remember this? They were selling off the wall, and they were giving away like for pennies on the dollar. I mean, it was absolutely stupid. But some of those components now will be returning to the federal government. Here's Paul Stevens with more.
A government surplus auction house that listed unused components of President Trump's border wall during the Biden administration is now telling Fox News Digital that it plans to coordinate with the Trump White House and return some of those materials at cost to the government. The auction clearinghouse GovPlanet telling Fox that it's reached a deal with the White House. The fate of an estimated $260 to $300 million worth of components was in limbo until now. No word yet on the final cost, but a report from Republican Senator Deb Fischer cited a $130,000 per day figure for the storage of the panels in New Mexico and Arizona. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
All righty. And love is overrated. That's if you ask Gen Z. A new dating survey by matchmaking service Talkify says 46% of Gen Zers would choose long-term financial stability over romance, and almost one in three said they'd even take back an ex if the ex got rich. The survey also found that 1 in 10 Gen Z women say that their ideal match should make $200,000 or more, and most won't settle for less than 80 grand. Millennials, on the other hand, have no problem with a broken magical relationship, with 59% choosing love over financial security.
Yeah, we should fire up that OJ song, Money, 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 Money.
Yeah, my goodness. What's that about?
It's sick. A deal with tech companies will allow chips to be delivered to China, but with fees. By the way, I just want to tell you, I am a romantic at heart, so that's why I have those feelings. Here's Jenny Casola.
Chip makers NVIDIA and AMD are expected to give the U.S. government a cut of artificial intelligence chip sales to China. The agreement to pay 15% came after NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang met with President Trump to discuss chip tariffs. The administration reached the same agreement with AMD, though details of the arrangements are still being worked out. The payment deals follow concerns that chips and other technology will boost China's AI and military. The Trump administration halted sales of the chips to China in April. Then NVIDIA announced last month that Washington would allow shipments to resume. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
All righty. Knocking on the door of 552 here. We'll go ahead and take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with what appears to be a much needed update on your roads and weather, but also some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
One second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy over the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Wednesday at 10:30 to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's this Wednesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.55 heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price sliding in, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. I can say this, feeling pretty good about this. I mentioned to you earlier, I went and cut the grass earlier today.
Right.
I'm glad I did after looking outside and seeing the storming conditions. Is it going to get any better?
Oh, yes. It's going to get better. Maybe not right now, but it will get better as the week goes on. We'll get to that in a moment. First, I want to let you know that the roads are looking significantly better. We do have an accident report right as you're coming over the bridge from UWF heading into Pace. We do have some backups there because of an accident that was reported. So hopefully that'll die down sooner rather than later. But the only major spot outside of that is Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing the Windhaven Beach area. So there's some good news for you as we start to talk about this doom and gloom weather. It's 82 degrees right now, low of 77 tonight. Rainfall chances are pretty high, and they're going to be kind of high tomorrow. They will be lesser, though, on Thursday and Friday, and the highs are going to show it, with tomorrow's high only being 86, but come Friday, the high is going to be back up to 93.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, we may be one day closer to living out the world of Star Trek. Ian Dignam explains on News Radio 92.3.
Fox on Tech.
Interstellar travel has always been a popular movie topic. The thought of getting on a spacecraft and traveling to another star system. Engineers have designed a spacecraft that will do just that. In theory, it's called Chrysalis and would carry up to 2,400 people to Alpha Centauri, the closest star system to our Milky Way, to planet Proxima Centauri B. But the 25 trillion mile trip would take approximately 400 years to complete. The design was actually part of a Project Hyperion design competition with the purpose of designing multi-generational ships for interstellar travel. Chrysalis won the $5,000 first place prize. The ship would be 36 miles long. Live Science reports it would have farms, gardens, homes, and warehouses. There would also be locations for industries like pharmaceuticals, manufacturing, and recycling, and medical facilities, as berths would be essential to keep the population at sustainable levels to make the long trip. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
And officials are confirming that Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband died from melanoma. The Silver Bow County coroner confirmed that Brandon Blackstock died at 48 in his Montana home as a result of the skin cancer. Blackstock and Clarkson were married for 7 years before splitting in 2020. Clarkson announced plans to postpone dates of her Las Vegas residency hours before news broke of Blackstock's passing.
That is such a sad story. 70s rock icon is dead. You know his work. It'll come to you. Hold on. Here's Lillian Wu.
Bobby Whitlock, co-founder of the British-American band best known for Eric Clapton's classic Layla, has died. Whitlock, who co-founded Derek and the Dominoes in 1970, also wrote or co-wrote half the tracks on its only studio album. He also played on albums like George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. The Memphis-born singer-songwriter was also a prolific painter later in life. He died Sunday at age 77. His manager says Whitlock died in Texas, surrounded by family, after a fight with cancer. Clapton posting condolences to Bobby's wife Coco and his family. Whitlock is also survived by his three children. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Weapons in the superhero win streak at the weekend box office. Deborah Valentine has an explanation on this one.
Fox on Film.
Weapons, a twisty horror film about a group of missing children, captured the top spot at the box office this weekend.
This is a true story that happened in my town. So this one Wednesday is like a normal day for the whole school. But today was different.
It debuted at $42.5 million. Another debut from the weekend, Freakier Friday, came in at second, premiering at $29 million.
You've walked in each other's path.
You learned a lesson. A lesson that may serve you again.
Okay, that's enough.
Thank you very much.
Last weekend's champ, Disney and Marvel's Fantastic Four, The First Steps, surrendered its box office crown, earning $15.5 million in its third weekend of release for a third-place finish. Fantastic Four has plummeted in subsequent weekends. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Well, vets needing free benefits are now available. The Escambia County Vet Services Office providing assistance at no charge. Need some help? Give them a call. 850-595-2409. Take care of that today. Coming up at 12, more information on News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.